This is Financial Tune-Up with Steve Morgan and Amber Redekop from Journey Financial Group. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Steve and Amber provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Financial Tune-Up with Steve Morgan and Amber Redekop.
Welcome to another show of Financial Tune-Up with me, Amber Redekop.
And Steve Morgan.
From the Journey Financial Group and our co-host, Tony Shore. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. It's called Protecting Your Retirement from Your Boomerang Kids. But before we get into that, how are you doing today, Tony?
Well, boomerang kids. I can't wait for you to explain that one to me. But yeah, I've been really busy these last 2 weeks and just really getting ready to enjoy the holidays here, spend some time with the family. Amber, how about you? How have you been?
Been very good as well. Been very busy, kind of winding down into the season now. So we're getting into that Christmas season. And, you know, Steve and I are looking forward to the holidays. Our entire family will be together this year. It's over 21 people will be in the house. Oh,
wow. Yeah. That's crazy. So, Steve, are you ready to have all that company?
Nope.
That's what I love about you, Steve, is your honesty. And that's why I encourage our listeners to give you a call and use you as their financial advisor, because you're going to shoot straight with them.
I am excited that the kids are coming. I can't wait to see them.
Yes.
Good.
Leave.
Good. Well, so what are we talking about? Boomerang kids. What's that?
Well, you know, Tony, while saving for retirement and providing for your children, these are, you know, two hallmarks of personal finance. There's an ongoing debate on which of the two is more important. You know, this becomes especially true when children become older, and these are known as boomerang kids. They either return to live at home with you or they're still being supported by you financially. You know, recently we read an article in Time Magazine, and it said that 70% of parents polled spend up to $5,000 a year supporting an adult child. Now, while your intentions may be noble, the need to support your adult children can dramatically impact your retirement plans.
Wow, I would imagine that it would. So why might it be important then for us as parents to consider our retirement before the needs of our adult children?
You know, Tony, that's such a great question to really get us started today. If you really look at culturally how we deal with boomerang kids, especially watch television, we make boomerang kids really just kind of a big joke and we kind of laugh it off. But if you really consider the financial impact that having adult children come back to live with you or needing support can have on your retirement plan, it's really anything but funny. You know, there's a research out there done by the Pew Research. It's called the Pew Research Center. And they found that the number of adult children living at home rose to 36% in 2012. And what that really means is that one in five kids either still live at home or don't pay any expenses. Their parents pay those expenses for them. So when you keep that in mind, it's really important to consider how you're going to manage balancing these boomerang kids' needs with your retirement planning.
Wow. So what are some of the reasons that more kids are coming back home? It does seem that way.
It is. And it doesn't just seem that way. It really is that they come back home. And one of the main reasons being their financial needs. For some kids, they go off to school and they graduate, and then they seem to have no other option than but to move back home and live with mom and dad. You know, they're dealing with this very difficult job market. It's very unstable for them and an incredible amount of student loan debt. So financially, they just can't handle being out on their own. Not only that, real wages in the United States are pretty much stagnant, and the unemployment rate among those between the ages of 16 and 24 is running about 12%. That's very high for this age group. So without this very stable source of income to rely on, many young adults are having to come back with and live with their parents just so they can eliminate the burdens of rent, utilities, groceries, and other expenses. Really, they just can't afford it.
Wow. So Do you have clients then that may have encountered hardships when they start planning for retirement because of additional expenses caused by boomerang kids?
Well, you know, as we've worked in just the last few years, what we've really seen is one of the main problems that retirees are facing, you know, it used to be long-term health care or living too long, but one of the main problems we're seeing now is children that are coming back in, and just some of them are just demanding more money to help them get along in life. So we've got several clients who have faced financial planning dilemmas that are related to their children coming back home. You know, while all children are an expense, it becomes increasingly difficult to provide for them into your adulthood. Also, while you're trying to prepare for retirement. And, you know, sometimes these parents aren't only offering their children a place to stay, but they're covering other living expenses as well. You know, they might be paying their cell phone bill, might be helping with auto expenses. So there's a myriad of things that parents are helping these children with that is indirectly affecting their retirement.
Yeah. So what are some other expenses that they might be covering then? What are some more of those?
Well, it could be anything from helping to pay for car payments or to repair their car or maybe to help pay off their credit card. There was a 2014 survey that found that more households provide financial assistance to adult children than support for elderly parents.
Oh.
That statistic is just amazing. You know, among those parents who are helping their kids, 41% help pay for transportation. 57% help pay their household bills and 24% help pay student loans. You know, these parents are spending more on their kids and less on themselves, making the risky decision of putting their retirement on the back burner.
Yeah, and that's never good. Has this always been a problem? I mean, why does it seem like such a concern lately?
Well, it's not really a new problem that we're seeing. What we're seeing is that it's becoming a more prevalent problem. You know, we talked a little bit earlier that we saw that climb to 36% of millennials living at home. Well, that rose from a 32%. Now, 4% might not seem like a huge jump, but you have to consider this growing trend means that this is the highest amount of adults living in homes in over four decades. So just that 4% increase means that this is the highest number of adult children that are coming back home because they can't support themselves.
Wow. So what do you think has been the biggest repercussion of this shift then?
Well, the biggest one is the parents' finances because they've taken a huge hit from this cultural shift that's been put on them. You know, especially the funds that they need for retirement are being depleted. They're growing for them for their future needs. And when it comes down to parents deciding on whether to support their adult kids or fund their retirement, parents are choosing to sacrifice some of their retirement, and those plans can become very worrisome later on.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I want to keep rolling here, but before I ask the next question, why don't one of you let our listeners know? I'm sure our listeners at this point probably have questions as to how they can help plan for this and deal with this issue. How can they get a hold of you?
Oh, definitely. They can call our office at 800-287-3041. This is an area that Steve and I specialize in planning for because it's becoming more and more prevalent. So we are happy to help all of our listeners to plan for this situation if they find themselves in it, or if they have younger kids and believe they might find themselves in this situation. It's never too early to start planning for both retirement and possibly having to help support some adult children.
Yeah, for sure. So what's that phone number and website address one more time for our listeners out there?
Definitely. They can call us at 800-287-3041 to schedule a complimentary consultation. They can also visit our online classroom at www.classes4, and that's the number 4dummies.com. They can take some complimentary classes that may help them get some ideas on how they can deal with this particular situation.
That sounds great. Now, we've been talking about protecting our retirement from boomerang kids, which are kids that adult children we continue to support financially or come home to live, and we support them financially. So let's dive back in to where we left off. How much do you think this boomerang trend is going to affect parents compared to their counterparts who don't have adult children to support?
That is a great question, Tony. And honestly, it makes a huge difference when it comes to retirement. In a recent study that Steve and I were looking at by Hearts and Wallets, they actually found that of individuals who were over 65 with financially independent children, they were twice as likely to be retired than their counterparts who were still supporting their adult children. So statistically speaking, it makes a huge difference, and it kind of speaks for itself.
All right. Well, it sure does. What kind of advice do you have then for parents who already are in this situation, who find themselves in this situation supporting their adult children?
Well, since I am a parent and a grandparent and I've been through this situation, I'm going to speak to this part. Well, first of all, I would consider cutting the financial cord as early as possible. You know, family financial experts agree that at some point between the ages of 18 and 22 years old, your adult child should be actively trying to provide for themselves. And you can cut the cord in a few ways. It doesn't have to be done all at once, but providing them a structured way to get out on their own and help them build confidence and success is a great way towards cutting that cord.
So what kind of advice do you have for people in this situation then?
Well, there's all kinds of things that we can recommend. You know, for those who already have adult children living at home, there comes a time when you just really need to be honest with yourself. So have this conversation with your spouse. Think about it on your own. You need to consider whether or not your assistance is really helping or hindering your child's emotional and financial growth. Understandably, parents don't want their children to struggle, and they hate to see them struggle, especially as young adults. But we have to realize is that that struggle is really critical to helping children become independent, functioning adults. Now, we also need to make sure that mom and dad are on the same page with this. There's no quicker way to a divorce that I have seen than if one parent is giving the kids money and the other parent doesn't want them to. Causes all kinds of fights. So yeah. Presenting that united front is really important. And parents need, you know, there's a lot of ways that they can give support besides providing money for them. So it's really important that they take on more of this kind of coach or mentor kind of position as they move along their plans to help their kids become more financially dependent. Just because you stop assisting with the finances doesn't mean you can't help them with things like budgeting, writing resumes, networking so they can find jobs. All of those types of things are equally as helpful when you're trying to help them get out on their own.
So what kind of solutions are there then for parents who want to provide financial help to their adult children?
Well, one option we found with our clients is that they can make an advance on their inheritance that child is to receive. Now, this child would sign a promissory note with a low interest, and the note is due to the parents in, say, 30 years or so, or upon the death of the second parent. This provides a fair way for one child to get more money while treating the other children equally in the state. You know, parents can also guarantee a bank loan instead of directly lending the money, which could be useful to parents because it doesn't deplete their assets. So they would guarantee that loan and the children would be responsible for paying that back.
That's very true, Steve. And so our listeners know, Steve and I also teach some techniques where you can use new or existing life insurance policies to help with these kind of situations as well. Now, if you want to look at using life insurance to help your adult children, you need to make sure that you're speaking to a professional like Steve and I to assess which different options would be the best for your specific situation.
Well, I think that sounds great, but surely there have to be some benefits out there for parents who still have adult children at home, correct?
Oh, of course. There's a lot of potential upsides to that situation, and in some sense, situations and instances where you really need to have an adult child living at home. You know, they can help with some of the more difficult chores around the house, like lawn care, shoveling, taking out trash. You know, they can also make trips to the grocery store, run errands, pick up medicines from pharmacies. So for many, it's kind of nice to spend some of their golden years depending on that solid relationship with their children. So it's a balance. And that's what we want our listeners to know is there's a balance in this situation that they're going to have to find.
Yeah, and I think that's important. Ultimately, then, everybody's situation is unique, is what you're saying.
That's exactly right. You know, put aside all the risk of derailing their retirement, each situation that we encounter, and that we will continue to encounter is its very own unique set of what's happening with that family. So we want to make sure we're taking that into consideration. For some, an adult child may return because of crippling student loan debt or the inability to find a well-paying job. So it's worthwhile to consider the entire situation wisely and then make appropriate decisions and plans for that family without putting the retirement planning on hold or at risk.
Well, you know, the last thing you want to do is depend on your adult child caring for you later in life because you spent all of your retirement savings caring for them today.
It's very true.
Yeah, yeah, that's so true. You don't want to put that burden on them. And I think the key is planning. And so if our listeners out there want to get going on a plan or deal with this issue or any other financial issue or retirement planning, getting that put in place, I know that you're more than happy to sit down with them, give them a complimentary consultation. How do they get a hold of you?
Well, one of the easiest ways to get a hold of us is to call us direct at 800-287-3041 or visit our website, journeyforwealth.com, and that's using the number four. The Journey for Wealth website will get you to all the different areas and specialties that we provide.
Oh, that's great. Now, this show has been a great one so far, talking about protecting our retirement and our savings from our boomerang kids. And you've been talking about adult children and retirement and how providing for them may jeopardize our retirement future. And you touched on a few potential solutions now for parents who want to provide financially without enabling their children to remain dependent. And I know that before, to me, at least personally, you've mentioned a tool that you use to help retirees organize their important information regarding their retirement for the benefit of loved ones. Maybe talk about that and some of the things you provide for your clients and people you work with.
Besides our educational website at classesfordummies.com, where we have several classes to educate people on these different ideas. We are also releasing a book, and we're proud to announce that today, that book will be online. And this book has just several simple areas of retirement planning that the average person can understand, you know, complex concepts that are actually put in a really easy to understand format. The name of our book is called Retirement Dreams Made Easy. So that book will be available on our website and they can download that. And it's got workbooks, workbook pages in it and things you can fill out and websites that you should go to. So it's just a great asset. So I would encourage all of our clients to download that book, Retirement Dreams Made Easy, and it's from our website.
Oh, that sounds great. I think that's a great thing to do, and that's going to be a useful tool for people with a lot of information in there. What about retirees who have already dug deep in their pockets to help out their children financially, and now they're concerned about having enough for retirement? What advice or tools do you have for them?
Well, you know, for parents who have given a significant portion of their retirement to their children, they have to work on filling the income gap. And the income gap is the difference between their baseline income and the income that they actually require. You know, since most of what they have given to their children is probably coming out of their savings, they can still find a baseline account in retirement through, you know, things like Social Security and pensions, but it may not be enough to cover all their required income. You know, then they will need to plan for how they're going to fill that income gap. And Amber is going to talk to us a little bit about that in the next segment here.
You know, oh, that sounds great. So how do we fill that gap?
No, there are several ways to fill that income gap. One of the tools that Steve and I like to use is a fixed annuity. Now, I know a lot of our listeners may hear that word annuity and they may cringe or cheer. I've seen both reactions. But there's some very unique things that an annuity can do to help our clients bridge that income gap in retirement. You know, this can be a financial vehicle to provide them with income even after they've stopped working. Fixed annuities offer a measure of protection that helps against market downturns. So if all their money is invested in the market right now, and especially right now where we've seen this very significant drop over this year, this is a good way to help protect some of that principal. Not only that, but they can provide you with growth that is tax sheltered until you can withdraw that money and utilize it as an income stream. It provides kind of that same feeling of getting a paycheck every 2 weeks. You can set that up with an annuity so you get paid monthly just like you used to. So a lot of people like that feeling, and annuity can give that to them. You know, you need to be aware that annuities are designed to be long-term investments and can involve charges such as administrative fees, annual contract fees. There are expenses that could be associated with mortality and risk, and there are surrender charges. Early withdrawals can impact the annuity's cash value. So there's all kinds of different rules that are associated with annuities. That's why people cringe, right, Tony?
Right. But so, I know there's a lot of benefits. I mean, it's a really popular retirement vehicle right now for all these baby boomers. And of course, like any tax-deferred retirement account, you definitely have that 59 and a half rule that you have to withdraw before that time. But it sounds to me like it might be hard for parents to bridge that income gap caused by spending savings on their kids. So before our time is up for today, do you have any other bits of advice for parents who might be struggling with this problem?
Well, you know, Tony, it is challenging, but it's not impossible. It seems to be a trend among baby boomers to bail out their adult children repeatedly, which puts them at risk of deteriorating their own wealth in retirement. You know, I try to remind clients that they can't afford to dip into their savings repeatedly if they want to retire comfortably. You know, one thing I advocate is that a parent should never co-sign a loan or a credit card for their children. That only leaves you and your credit score to potentially suffer down the road if they miss payments. You know, our job here is to help clients protect their assets. And while their situations may be necessary to let your kids move back in or help them out financially, I encourage clients to consider the consequences on their retirement before doing so. You know, in other words, protect your nest eggs from those who have failed to leave the nest.
Ah, good advice. I like that. Well, unfortunately, our time is up for this week's show. Is there anything else you want to share with us before we go?
You know, Tony, we just want to remind our listeners that we are dedicated to helping provide them with information that they're going to need to make sound decisions to build their retirement. So we have created our educational website at www.classes4dummies.com, where they can take complimentary online classes that Steve and I teach. We also encourage our listeners, especially if they're in this situation that we've talked about today, or they think they may find themselves in this situation, to come talk to us so that we can set up a good plan that will help them to both help their kids if they need to move back in, but also protect their retirement assets so that they don't deplete them with their good intentions of helping out their kids as they move through young adulthood. So they can reach us at 800-287-3041. They can talk to either Steve and I about their situation and get that really solid plan in place.
All right. Thanks, Amber and Steve. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of The Financial Tune-Up with Steve Morgan and Amber Redekop.
Join us same time, same place for another show of Financial Tune-Up. And have a Merry Christmas. Take care, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Financial Tune-Up. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Steve Morgan and Amber Redekop at Journey Financial Group. Call 800-287-3041 or visit their website at journey4wealth.com. That's journey, the number 4, wealth.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Journey Investments LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Colorado. Insurance products and services are offered through Journey Insurance Services LLC. Journey Investments LLC and Journey Insurance Services LLC are affiliated companies. Journey Investments LLC, Journey Insurance Services LLC, and Steve Morgan are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.